The Water Values Podcast, Session 53.
Welcome to the Water Values Podcast. This is the podcast dedicated to water utilities, resources, treatment, reuse, and all things water. Now here's your host, Dave McGimsey.
Hello and welcome to another session of the Water Values Podcast. As my son Joey said, I'm Dave McGimsey. Thanks for joining me. Just a real quick note to start off, I'd really appreciate it if you could all go to thewatervalues.com and take the short survey that's linked on the homepage. Our first birthday's coming up, like next week, and I thought it'd be good to find out what you liked and didn't like in the first year of the Water Values Podcast. Plus, it gives you an opportunity to provide some guidance on what topics you'd like me to focus on in the coming year. Again, it's very short. It's only 10 questions. And a big thanks to all of you who go out and take that survey. Again, it's at thewatervalues.com on the homepage. Well, today's podcast is the recording of the Q&A portion of the Western Governors Association Drought Forum webinar titled Community Outreach and Consumer Technology for Municipal Water Use. The webinar panelists include Rob Barnett from DropCounter, Nicole Seltzer from the Colorado Foundation for Water Education. She's the first two-time guest whose appearances were recorded independently for the Water Values Podcast, and Jeff Terrell from Denver Water. I had the distinct honor to moderate that esteemed panel. So the entire webinar is available online if you'd like to check it out and hear and see the presentations each panelist gave. It's on the WGA's website, and I'll provide that link in the show notes for you. This is a fantastic roundtable discussion about municipal water use, conservation, and customer engagement issues. Now, with that said, let's get on with it. Open the valves, fasten your seatbelts, and here we go.
Hey, thanks very much, Carly. And I'm all for making it easier on me. Really appreciate your comments there. Well, it's great to be here, and I'm really looking forward to our program today. As Carly mentioned, I'm Dave McGimsey, a Denver-based attorney with Lewis Roker Rothgerber, and we're a law firm that has offices throughout the Southwest and Rocky Mountain region. And as Carly also indicated, I'm also host of the Water Values Podcast, which I'm sure you all download on multiple devices and listen to every week religiously. So thank you all for attending this webinar. You will not be disappointed with the content you're about to receive. I also want to thank the Western Governors Association for taking leadership on the issue of drought throughout this webinar series and the Drought Forum. You know, lots of organizations talk the talk. WGA is walking the walk. Well, the title of this webinar, as Carly indicated, is Community Outreach and Consumer Technology for Municipal Water Use. This, to me, is one of the more fascinating topics upon which drought touches. Urban water conservation has made dramatic gains incrementally over the past 20-plus years as a conservation ethic has taken root in more and more communities and more people. And the incremental nature of our improved water usage is important to note because these conservation gains have not occurred overnight. They're cultivated and developed over a long period of time. And that conservation ethic has also fostered a number of programs, like programs implementing more efficient water fixtures, either as retrofits or in new construction. And these conservation programs, including the water efficient fixture programs, have helped drive down water usage over time. And these conservation programs need constant attention and tweaking if they're going to be successful. So today we're going to meet some of those people who have nurtured and who are nurturing the conservation ethic behind a lot of these conservation programs. WGA has procured three terrific panelists for this webinar, each with unique perspectives on community outreach and consumer technology in a municipal setting to help shine a light on this important and ongoing issue. I'll now ask our presenters to introduce themselves very briefly, you know, less than 30 seconds, essentially telling you who they are, what company they're with, and the perspective that they're representing. And then we'll get started into their presentations. So with that being said, then we'll get into the audience participation segment. So Rob, I'm going to throw it to you now to give your brief introduction.
We're a South Fork company based just south of San Francisco. Our mission is really to connect end users with water that they're actually using, give them some insight in terms of their true usage, as well as some actionable tips in terms of how to save water.
Terrific. Nicole, how about you introduce yourself?
Good morning. My name is Nicole Seltzer. I'm the Executive Director of the Colorado Foundation for Water Education. We are a nonprofit organization based in Denver, and we work statewide in Colorado in order to provide education for our population on water issues, to get people to sort of understand the basics, know how to be involved in making decisions around water, and to help advance the conversation about water in the state.
Fantastic. And Jeff, how about your perspective?
Yeah, thanks, Dave. Jeff Carroll from Denver Water.